The next paragraph, the fifth paragraph, on first glance, might look just like a setup piece to be able to tell the whole story. But really, we actually have a few things embedded there already. The first thing that are embedded is the idea of the whole solution to storytelling and storytelling induction, which is you've got to make it all up. You have to be able to just do it live in the moment, come unprepared, and just deal with the interaction live as it is. This is one of the key secrets to mastering conversational hypnosis, and it's revealed to you right at the beginning. Where have I said that? Well, right at the beginning, we talk about, in the second sentence already, how in improv, all actors have to come unprepared. And again, a slight emphasis, a slightly different emphasis on have to come unprepared has created an embedded suggestion. You'll notice then that by that subtlety alone, I have different levels of embedded suggestions. I have the very obvious ones like, and you went deeper and deeper. So notice those pauses are very obvious ways for me to mark out the suggestions. But there are more subtle ways, which I've done here, so that you just turn up and you have to come unprepared. So there's a much subtler way of putting that suggestion out. Now, in case the unconscious mind didn't get the hint the first time, we're going to back up our suggestions, as we've talked about before. So two sentences later, we talk about when the action begins, you have to make it all up right there on the spot. There is another embedded suggestion. You have to make it all up right there on the spot. That's an embedded suggestion, an instruction on how to do conversational hypnosis. Because ultimately, the conversational element means you cannot pre-plan too much of it. You can't prepare it, you can't memorize a whole induction sequence, because you have to make it a part of a live interaction. So you've got to make it up right there on the spot.